What's happening, Black Healing Matters family? Welcome to another episode and another week of the Black Healing Matters podcast. Happy Mindset Monday to you. Hope you're having a fantastic kickoff to your week on this Monday. And on this Mindset Monday, and I'm going to share with you about some things that I hope will help get you one step closer to your healing. So on this Mindset Monday, I've been thinking a lot about, you know, what I want to do, not just with my life, but particularly with this platform and this podcast, and how I want to grow it and expand it beyond just a podcast. And in doing so, the opportunity has come for me to really look at ways to grow it and expand it in new ways that are much bigger than I really thought about, to be honest. And I've been challenged by, you know, a lot of people who rightfully so have kind of shown me the mirror, put the mirror up to my face and say, look what you've done and look what you can do. And so today's episode is really devoted to the mindset that we sometimes get stuck into of thinking small. And for many of us, I don't think it's intentional. But because we are human, you know, we get locked into the scope of our daily existence. And what we consider as normal is what becomes normal. So anything outside of that scope of normalcy becomes strange, becomes foreign. And unfortunately, though, many of us are sitting on great things, great ideas, like myself, but those ideas could be and should be much bigger than the scale upon which we are thinking, just simply because our narrow focus. And I'm speaking about myself here, speaking from experience. And the truth is, nobody really wins when we play small, especially if you have a message to share that you know many people can benefit from. Playing small benefits nobody. So today, I'm going to share with you a few resources as to how I have been actively taking off the blinders to think bigger in every area of my life, not just money. I think oftentimes when we talk about thinking big, it comes with the perception or connotation of money or career. Yes, of course, those things are very good, but those are not the most important and most fulfilling things in our lives. As far as I'm concerned, the quality of relationships and the quality of people around us constitutes a much more important part of our lives. And in which case, are you thinking big in regards to the company you keep, to the relationships you foster, to the way that you feel inside? And you're like, what do you mean thinking big about how I feel? Yes. Are you thinking big as far as, can you be in an exuberant state all the time? Well, as much as humanly possible, 90% of the time, can you challenge yourself to do that? Well, I think so. Why not, right? If you can challenge yourself to go out and make $1 million, why not challenge ourselves to, you know, achieve some of these soft goals, kind of, you know, more personal goals, but actually, you know, these are the more important goals. They turn out to be more important. And if you don't believe me, you know, ask folks like, you know, the late, great Anthony Bourdain. You know, people are suffering, and it really doesn't matter how much money you have. But when it comes down to thinking big, What I don't want us to do is get stuck in the idea of thinking big only in the realm of finances or in the physical realm. Think big in every area of your life. That's what I've been doing these few days. So one resource that I used particularly to help me think big, and I read this book a while ago and then I kind of revisited it, was The Power of Thinking Big. And I believe it's by David L. Schwartz. Yes. Great book. And it definitely, I'm sorry, The Magic of Thinking Big. And this is one of those books that helps to really shift your perspective, you know? It's one that helped to really take off the blinders. So if you're looking for one of those, you know, that kind of like shell shocking, like, oh, okay, I never thought of it that way, this is a really good book. Okay. All right. Another resource that I used to help me think bigger was a mastermind group. Yes. There's nothing more powerful as far as I'm concerned in my own experience than having people around you that can see potential in you and pull it out of you and challenge you to think bigger. So if you don't have a mastermind group, please, please go about finding one. And even if you don't, if you can't find one, make one. You know, mastermind groups are really, really powerful. And this leads me to my last tip. It's the book Think and Grow Rich. Now, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill is a classic, and I'm sure you've heard of it before. However, this book also incorporates the power of the mastermind. If you're not sure about what a mastermind group is or what it should be, read this book. Napoleon Hill, the author, talks about the importance of masterminds and how to form one and how one should function. So on that note, I hope this is helpful to you in thinking bigger. One last note, okay, and this is kind of an extra bonus point in thinking big. Oftentimes what I've noticed in myself is that there's nothing necessarily I need to gain, but in order to think bigger, but there may be some things I need to get rid of. And in my case, I had to get rid of some faulty beliefs and really challenge some faulty beliefs. So this may or may not be you. Again, this is just a bonus, but if it does apply to you, if you are constantly running up against your own fears and emotions instead of outside external issues, external roadblocks, then I strongly recommend, again, that you get with some people that you trust and really start doing the inner work that it takes to get over those blocks, because they will persist. And on that note, Black Healing Matters family, I love you. Stay blessed. Stay connected. Of course, get at me on all social media. That is SoundCloud, YouTube, Facebook. I'm there. Black Healing Matters. And of course, email blackhealingmatters@gmail.com. Stay blessed. And as always, Black Healing Matters.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.